Following startling allegations of influence peddling and quid pro quo machinations to secure permits and control of gas terminals, Car Powership's position as a preferred bidder for the Risk Mitigation IPP procurement program has become legally untenable. 3 years after the Car Powership deal was announced as one of the preferred bidders, they have failed completely to meet the requirements of the RMIPPP and are now undermining the country's laws to get what they want through fair or foul means. Based on available evidence, the Minister of Mineral Resources and Energy, Gwede Mantashe, should immediately rescind Car Powership's preferred bidder status and bar them from further participation in South Africa's energy sector. It must be put on record that the DA once called for an inquiry into the RMIPPP, specifically into Car Powership, by the Parliament Portfolio Committee on Mineral Resources and Energy. While this was initially agreed to, it never followed through on the process of investigating Car Powerships. The latest revelations of impropriety confirm that our justifications for a parliamentary inquiry were well-founded. With all the negative press that has accompanied Car Powership since they were announced as one of the preferred bidders for the RMIPPP, it is clear that they have no intention of using their own money in setting up shop in South Africa. Rather, they want the South African taxpayer to subsidize their non-existent investment, and they are ready to achieve this goal by hook or crook. If anything, Car Powership is now holding its preferred bidder status for speculative purposes, and Mantashe should terminate it immediately to put a stop to this charade.